Good, said Vorbis. Very good. Oh, and brother?
Yes, lord?
You will forget this meeting. You have not been in this room. You have not seen us here.
Brother gaped at him. This was nonsense. You couldn't forget things just by wishing. Some things forgot themselves, the things in those locked rooms, but that was because of some mechanism he couldn't access. What did this man mean?
Yes, lord, he said.
It seemed the simplest way.
Gods have no one to pray to.
The great god Om scurried towards the nearest statue, neck stretched, inefficient legs pumping. The statue happened to be himself as a bull, trampling an infidel, although this was no great comfort. It was only a matter of time before the eagles stopped circling and swooped. Om had been a tortoise for only 3 years, but with the shape he had inherited a grab bag of instincts, and a lot of them centred around a total terror of the one wild creature that had found out how to eat tortoise. Gods have no one to pray to. Om really wished that this was not the case. But everyone needs someone.
Brother.
Brother was a little uncertain about his immediate future. Deacon Vorbis had clearly cut him loose from his chores as a novice, but he had nothing to do for the rest of the afternoon. He gravitated towards the garden. There were beans to tie up, and he welcomed the fact. You knew where you were with beans. They didn't tell you to do impossible things like forget. Besides, if he was going to be away for a while, he ought to mulch the melons and explain things to Lutse. Lutse came with the gardens. Every organization has someone like him. They might be pushing a broom in obscure corridors or wandering among the shelves in the back of the stores, where they are the only person who knows where anything is, or have some ambiguous but essential relationship with the boiler room. Everyone knows who they are, and no one remembers a time when they weren't there, or knows where they go when they're not, well, where they usually are. Just occasionally, people who are slightly more observant than most other people, which is not on the face of it very difficult, stop and wonder about them for a while, and then get on with something else. Strangely enough, given his gentle ambling from garden to garden around the citadel, Lutse never showed much interest in the plants themselves. He dealt in soil, manure, muck, compost, loam and dust, and the means of moving it about. Generally, he was pushing a broom or turning over a heap. Once anyone put seeds in anything, he lost interest. He was raking the paths when Brother entered. He was good at raking paths. He left scallop patterns and gentle soothing curves. Brother always felt apologetic about walking on them. He hardly ever spoke to Lutse, because it didn't matter much what anyone ever said to Lutse. The old man just nodded and smiled his single-toothed smile in any case. "I'm going away for a little while," said Brother, loudly and distinctly. "I expect someone else will be sent to look after the gardens, but there are some things that need doing." Nod. Smile. The old man followed him patiently along the rows, while Brother spoke beans and herbs. "Understand?" said Brother, after 10 minutes of this. Nod. Smile. Nod, smile, beckon. What? Nod, smile, beckon. Nod, smile, beckon, smile. Lutse walked his little crab monkey walk to the little area at the far end of the walled garden which contained his heaps, the flower pot stacks, and all the other cosmetics of the garden beautiful. The old man slept there, Brother suspected. Nod, smile, beckon. There was a small trestle table in the sun by a stack of bean canes. A straw mat had been spread on it, and on the mat were half a dozen pointy-shaped rocks, none of them bigger than a foot high. A careful arrangement of sticks had been constructed around them. Bits of thin wood shadowed some parts of the rocks. Small metal mirrors directed sunlight towards other areas. Paper cones at odd angles appeared to be funneling the breeze to very precise points. Brother had never heard about the art of bonsai and how it was applied to mountains. They're very nice, he said uncertainly. Nod, smile, pick up a small rock, smile, urge.
Oh, I really couldn't take urge, grin, nod.
Brother took the tiny mountain. It had a strange, unreal heaviness. To his hand it felt like a pound or so, but in his head it weighed thousands of very, very small tons.